Blog Talk Radio.
Right way, I waited for you.
I asked you a question, I wish we were destined with your reply. It's been hard. Have you ever seen yourself in the mirror? See, I've been holding back, I've been wanting that sweet holy heart.
Never sleep.
Never sleep.
Say you have.
love. Been looking for answers, some kind of sign, a deeper meaning, but not much to find, except the sun in my face, and it feels right. Had gotten used to the silence of the night. The thought of your arms, I'm already safe. Thought I had done it all, but I got some grace. Even a bit of time, and space. Reset on my heart in a brand new slate. You make me tasted oh so sweet. Leap of faith and I landed on my feet. Up in the air, it's so easy to breathe. Double my hopes and gave them back to me. You make me been acting different, yeah. One day I will finally flip the script on you. You the one that's double dipping, yeah. I used to slap it, I will caught you slipping up. You're off the lead, run me my keys. No more popping up the idiot, yeah. I ain't even got the miles to trip on, yeah. New phone, who with me? Brand new, like the whip. Rack it up, no assist. Make bitch, I ain't average. Wake up, need a zip. Hennessy, take a sip. Look at my jeans, I'm too big. I ain't got no room for extra baggage. But don't forget to come and pick up your feelings. Don't leave no pieces. You need to hurry and pick up your feelings. While I'm up cleaning, boy, please. And I don't need it. And memories and all that shit. And you can keep it. Don't forget to come and pick up your
good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to another installment of the 50 Radio Universe Presents Last Week Open Mic of Real Entertainment Network. This is part 14. 14 amazing episodes of amazing poets, and tonight be no different. I really need to stress this upon you. I think more importantly, I might have outdid myself with the absolute quality of poets that we normally have in here. I just know that it's a special night. And so I'm very apt for this in particular. Before you listen to these sounds of jazz and Sullivan, let me tell you who we got for this evening. All right? So just in case you didn't know what Last Week Open Mic was, we are dedicated to bringing you the best in the unheard, unknown poets, MCs, performers, or people you might know but you hadn't had a chance to experience. All right, and their voices will be heard here. And this week's feature for Five Speak Open Mic is Ashley Connors, Ati Deshae, and Aziz, the pulmonologist. Now, I know you know the last one. If you've been around the 50, you know who it is. But, you know, we're going to talk about him real quick. All right, so Ashley Connors is an award-winning poet, author, editor, spoken word artist. Her work is a wide-eyed exploration of love, mental health, sexuality, and motherhood. The joy of survival and the courage of healing. She's a founding member of the Counter Collective, an arts organization dedicated to creating safe spaces for artists, and currently serves on the Executive Committee of Women of the World Poetry Festival, which aims to highlight and amplify voices of women and non-binary writers across the globe. All right, and our next poet is Ati Deshae, who says, "I'm just a black woman who happens to write urban poetry and literature." Right, like it's that simple. You got to hear her. She's amazing. Published author and poet, also the owner of Letitia Productions Editing Company, which aids authors in editing literary works and self-publishing via Amazon. Right, and her link is in all the advertisements. So click that link. Click that link. Hold on. I forgot to put my standardized music on here while we're talking and everything else. So before we get to the mics now let's go to the pulmonologist, right? So I've never really read his bio. This is my first time reading his bio, but I'm going to read it for you. Born and raised in the D, that's Detroit, D.L., Detroit, Michigan, Aziz Pulmonologist Robinson started writing at the age of 9. His creative writing style comes from life lessons. Now with dual residency in Oakland, California and Houston, Texas, Aziz is a former felon who turned his life around through strong spirituality after having work published in the California State Prison School curriculum. Aziz has performed on the same stage as Jay Holiday, Amira the Songstress, along with other various artists throughout California. He is a spoken word artist, poetry writer, songwriter, promoter, ghostwriter. He is also the founder and president of Drip the Mic Spoken Word and Poetry Radio Network. He can be found performing spoken word at various Oakland Bay Area venues as well as the Houston area. And you can follow him on Instagram and at Pulmonologist, and of course, under his name, Aziz Pulmonologist Robinson. Now, that being said, let me bring people in so we can meet them formally. And also, if you're participating in the open mic, you must raise your hand and put your hand up here. We have a lot of guests this evening. Oh, it's going to be a lit night. It's already lit. All right, so let me open up Latif's mic, Ashley's mic, and also Aziz's mic. All right, good people. How are you? How are you feeling?
All is well. This is Lottie. All is well.
All right, Lottie. Ashley, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. All is well on my end as well.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Aziz, are you there?
Yo, what's good, my brother? Yes, I am here.
Yes,
thank you so much for having me, man. It is quite an honor, my brother. Thank you for having me.
No, it's always an honor to have you on, brother. You know what it is. We're always connected. So,
yeah, always.
Poets, welcome to Fly Speak. I am Mahabi. I'm the host of this particular brand of people. And, of course, we'll have some ground rules, of course. How would you like to proceed? Would you like to be the only people talking at the same time, or would you like, everybody to have their mics open so they can give you real-time reaction as long as they mute themselves when you're doing your piece?
I like that second option myself.
I like the latter as well.
Okay. So we're going to start bringing people in here. So from Philly, one of my radio mates and my best friend, one of my favorite Philly Johns, the other half of the Love Zone, La Pearl La Negra.
Good
Pearl
evening,
La Negra,
everyone.
There?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
La Pearl La Negra, how are you?
What's up,
Trouble?
Hey, baby. Good evening.
All right.
What's up, Javi?
All right. By way of Maryland to the great state of Virginia, we're going to bring in Miss Lisa Lips.
Hey, baby.
Hey, what's going on, Miss Lisa? How are you doing?
I'm excited for these speeches tonight.
I know, they're going to be pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. A special guest that came this evening, that came to support, from the great state of New Jersey, King Kai. Kai, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
What's happening?
Okay.
All right.
I'm sure.
I'm glad that you came. Thank you for coming, brother. And also, from Atlanta, Rare Epiphany. Well, she's a Tar Heel, actually, originally. So, but Rare Epiphany. Rare, are you there?
Yes, I am. What it do, what the business is, shouting.
All right, that's what's up. Now, we're all here. We're having a good time. All right, so for the features, I'm going to ask each of you questions. I'm going to ask a general question of all of you, and then you can answer, and then I will focus in on certain questions to talk to you guys directly, all right, if you don't mind, because it will be about your work and how you are as an author. And then the choice, this is to you guys. How would you like to proceed? Would you like to do an open mic round first, or would you like to read your poetry first and then do an open mic round? I'm talking to the features.
I was just going to say, go ahead, Ashley.
Well, I was going to ask, what is the difference between the two?
Well, in the open mic feature, the open micers go first. They go first, and then you guys go. Or you guys go first, and then they follow.
Oh, I think we should go first. That's what I vote for.
Okay. All right. So as we go to the poets, in particular, right, since we were talking about your work as a poet, all right, and we're seeing exactly what informs you, what makes a poem powerful for you? And we'll start out asking Lottie first. What makes a poem powerful for you?
I would say transparency, being able to connect with your piece on a deeper level. So being able to be yourself, convey your message, and then connect with that piece in a way where it's a part of you. So when you spit it, it'll feel authentic to the people that are receiving it. That's what I get.
Okay. Ashley, what makes a poem powerful for you?
I think the story that's being told, the message, I think we're each on a journey in life, right? And so the ways in which we try to navigate the various things that come up for us, we do that through art, trying to figure out how to maneuver through whatever it is that we may be dealing with. So I'm always interested in the story and the message.
Okay. Aziz, what makes a poem powerful for you?
Well, first of all, I definitely agree with both of the ladies. The only thing I would add is that for me, also along with those things, is the birth of it, the origination, the journey of where it originated from, all the way to the reception of it to the listener, even if the listener is only yourself. I just think that's what makes the power in the piece for me.
Okay. Very, very good. All right. So here's where I'm going to go from here. All right. What is the process that stimulates your poetry? What is it? What is your exact process that gets you to writing? What helps you to create? What is the inspiration behind that? So, what is the process to stimulate your poetry? And I'll start from the bottom. So I'll start with Aziz first. So what is the process that stimulates your poetry that gets you to write?
You know, this is a very interesting question. I've been asked this question before. And so me, as long as I've been expressing my poetry in written form, I find that I kind of live my life in a poetry way, right? So everything that I do in life, I see poetry in it. I just think that's the, I don't think I'm alone in it. I think that's the gift of a lot of poets. And so what happens is something just jars me, and I will find, and some people say, yeah, I'll find poetry in the weirdest thing, right? So sometimes something will just jar me to write a piece. I remember me and Van Metals, aka Poetic, we had collabed on a piece that literally woke me up out of my sleep, and it just happened. So it wasn't necessarily any process that's written in stone. It's just that because I live my life, I see my life through the eyes of a poet, or I see my life through poetry, then it could just be any event that happens in my life.
Okay. All right. Ashley, what is the process that stimulates the creativity of your poems?
How censored are we?
You said what?
How censored are we? Like, do I have to be
you can do whatever you
am
want.
I... Okay.
You can do whatever you can say whatever you want, do what you want to
right.
do what you like.
Sure.
We actually have a show this
Okay. So trauma, right? Like the traumatic shit is literally what has like what brought me to writing. And for many of my formative years, I utilized the pen and paper to be the place where I would process, unpack, excavate, bury even some of the things that I wasn't allowed to talk about out loud. So traumatic shit.
Okay. All right. Good. Lottie, what's the process that stimulates your poetry for your creativity? Allows you to write?
So sometimes I'll get like this nagging feeling, and it'll irritate me so much. And the poem will write itself whether I write it down or not. And I just got to get it out. So either, I'll wake up in the morning fresh and I'll just have like an idea. Either if something happened or something triggered the idea, and then I'll just, you know, write it down. Or I could be having a conversation and somebody mentions something, and it'll create a poem within my brain right then and there. And if I don't write it down, like, I trying to go back and recall the lines, like, that was, what did I have? So I have to, like, get it out right then and there. But it's basically a collaboration of things I've been and experiences I've been through over the years, or I have seen, or I have some things that happened to other people that resonated with me, or just me being an empath and vibing off people's energy and observing and absorbing their experiences. Poetry is inspired through things that other people see as normal, or it's not a big deal, but we'll see it and we'll be like, man, that needs to be written. So that's kind of my process.
Okay. All right. So right back at you with this, and then we're going to move into the open mic. What is the most important piece or powerful piece that you've written in recent years? And what was the effect that it had when you wrote it or spoke it to someone who heard it?
Okay, I think the most important piece for myself would be Spiritual Negro. And I say that because it's just about my journey. And it also incorporates, this is the first time I was able to write about my father, because I haven't been able to unpack that because it's such a traumatic time. And I'm afraid to write about it and whole, but I got to do a fragment of the hurt within that in that piece. So I would say that's the most important piece I have for me.
Okay, thank you very much. Ashley, what is the most important piece, the powerful piece that you've written in years, and how has it affected someone who has heard it, or how has it affected someone who has read it?
So, of course, I'm going to probably be the odd one by saying this, but I feel like every piece that I write is the most important because it's something that I'm surviving. It's something that I'm navigating. My very first piece, and this is usually how I start my features, is also a poem that talks about my dad's absence in my life. So I definitely am on the same wavelength as the other poet, because that's kind of like my starting point of knowing or pinpointing where the exact pain starts, but it doesn't stop there. So I feel like all of my pieces impact me are important in various ways. So it's hard to like pick one.
Well, I got asked that question this morning, and I did the same thing. I was like, I don't know which one to pick. I said, pick a day.
Yeah, right.
When it comes out, you know. So we move on to you, to Aziz. Aziz, what is the most important piece or most powerful piece that you've written in recent years? And what was the effect had when you spoke it or you read it or allowed somebody to read it?
So the piece is, there's two that I find very, very important to me. Actually, one I'm going to do tonight, but the one that really is, I would say 1A is, well, as y'all heard in my bio, I am a former felon. I spent a lot of my early years in a cycle of going back and forth to prison, just being out there in the life, just thugging, man. And so the last time that I went to prison, which was about, it was like 15 years ago, last time I got out of prison, I was blessed to get into this program that is called the Second Chance Program. And what it does is it gets you into college, it pays for all your books, your food, transportation, everything that you need to be successful in college. And I got into that program and I began to succeed in that program. And I could feel like the turn of my thinking, right? A lot of us say that we want to turn our life around. But for me, it had to start with the thinking, right? And believing that I was, you know, worth more than a block. I was worth more than a dope sale. I was worth more than a lot. So it's really powerful, like, to really switch your thinking, like, to totally change your mind about what you want to do in life, where you're going. And so I began to be successful in a way that I never had been before. I was even in the mindset to where I was thinking like, okay, this shit is going too well. I know something will go wrong. Why? Because when you're in the life, that's how it is. You do well, then something goes wrong. You do well, then something goes wrong. It's a cycle. And so that's the mindset that I was in. So then when I really began to feel that shift, I was like, you know what, fuck this. When I really just said, fuck that shit, I want more out of life than what I've been getting. And I'm living insane right now because I keep doing the same shit and getting the same results. And so moving ahead, things began to open up for me, opportunities. I took a course, Poetry for the People. The teacher of that course, she began to tell me about people like June Jordan and Audre Lorde and all these other people, and she began to like teach me a lot of things. And she's the one that ended up getting my work published in the California school prison curriculum system. And so that kind of really like shifted my mind to make me see that there are things that I can do outside of crime. And so when my mind began to shift, I wrote a piece called Perfect that basically just talked about my journey to be perfect and kind of reflect on where I've been versus where I want to go. And so that piece for me is very, very extremely powerful. And actually the first time I did read it to somebody, it like brought tears to their eyes, and it was another guy, you know. And so that's kind of just kind of validated the power in the piece for me. So that would be one that would probably be the most powerful for me.
All right, thank you. Thank you. All right, so this first round of questions is over with. It's time to move into the open mic and hear these incredible poets. Y'all can unmute your mics. Give them a round of applause to Lati, Ashley, and Aziz as we begin to start this open mic. Lati, we're going to start out with you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
You ready? All right, so I'm going to mute this music. And everybody else is listening, please mute your mics. And Lati, the mic is yours.
The first piece I'm going to do is Pen to the Street. I pen this to the streets to let you know that I hear your cries out for help, demonstrated in unthinkable actions. Because the world is against you and the streets are for battle. Turf wars with your brothers right across the way, even though you sat in the same classroom. I'm baffled. We're headed for destruction because guns are given freely, and every day y'all be busting, popping either guns or pills, teeth grinding, trying to release the pressure on the inside you feel. Because either your household fucked up or your baby mama fucking the ops. Now he got your son tucked up. Or your homie hit a lick and left you on stuck. Or the DTs keep circling the block trying to see what's up. Or 12 hit you with an illegal stop and search. Fuck. Now you popping bottles, guns, and pills. You don't give a fuck about the healing. It's the numb you trying to feel. Forgetting your demons who just happen to be beings that's supposed to love you. And you can't handle the fact that it's always fuck you. So you hold on to your blick. Because niggas are snakes. Hell, you don't even trust you. Just last week they killed Ray Ray. You still got his blood on your teeth. You can't even open up about the hurt suffering from silent PTSD. And the only therapist you got is the WEED, or should I say ecstasy, restlessly wrestling with depression, relentlessly acting out in aggression like, look at me. I need to be seen beyond the guns and drugs that I sling. I need my silence to be heard for this pain that I have. Can't be betrayed with words. That nigga I killed haunts me. I didn't want to kill him, but the big homie said I need to prove I was a hitter, so I filled him with lead that led to my sleepless nights and medicated days, because I can't live with myself knowing I didn't let him live for his daughter. Depression pushing forward. I don't want to live no longer. I didn't ask for this story, but from my ancestors it was borrowed, so why bother? Why bother? Because we need a future, and since you are it, we need you to become better for the children that follow. Filling yourself up with self-love and knowledge so you don't remain hollow. And our future can have hope or more than just empty potential and long-suffering from sorrow. You need to become a better man so we can have better men. And I pin this in awareness because most aren't even aware that they bear this. And they haven't even looked on the inside and seen it's the pain that they're wearing. But I see you. And I hope my pen helped you see you too as I pin this to the streets. And when I see you again, I hope it's the better man that I meet. Thank you.
Unmute your mics. Please give a round of applause.
Hi.
Nice.
Yo.
Yeah. Very nice.
Thank you.
Flowers. Man. Flowers. Please feel free to comment.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. I was just going to say, I'm one of your biggest fans, Lottie. You already know. You're oh, my God. I was just over here. Stop that. And then I'm trying to, you know, stop saying you're with her. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, King. Thank you, King Kai.
Any other flowers?
Yeah,
that
you know
shit
what?
Was so powerful. Oh, man. I mean, It everything that you had to say in that piece, and I felt you, and you know, I hear you, and your delivery in that was just like just so at me, and just I had to feel it, and I just really appreciate you and applaud you for that. That was fire.
Thank you. Thank you.
La Perla Negra.
It was. It was so much. It was a lot of importance in your piece that you stated. A lot of real things that are going on, and it needs to be heard. I thought that was a very, very dope piece. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Lisa. That's Lisa, right? Lisa Lip?
No,
that
this
was
LaPro
Negra.
Thank you.
It's okay. Any other comments before we move on?
I love the strength, the power behind her words. You felt the force of what she was saying. That was beautiful. And this is Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, lady.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Lottie. Y'all give another round of applause. A lot of time. Grab your fingers, snap your fingers. However you want to do.
Very well.
We move on to our next speaker. Miss Ashley Connors. Ashley, are you ready?
After that wonderful performance, I'm not sure.
Well, when you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right, thank you. And what does it mean to be made wrong? To be more revelation than denial? To hold the kind of space for another woman that a man could never fill, to say that I spent 20-something years backpedaling through the norm, am I not the cause of my own destruction if I continue to deny myself? Am I not the parable of the lost sheep if I stray from myself? Since I am made in his image, I do not question what it means to love a woman in the same way I do not question what it means to be his. The Bible says, for whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. It only makes sense then to turn my life inside out until I am no longer hiding, no longer a bastion against society, against a mother who wants different, as if I haven't tried different to appease her. I am the definition of forgiveness and apology, always lending myself in ways that do not return to me. I am my father's child, the one who is always abandoned but returned to when things fall apart. I am too strong for my own good, able to survive in any condition. Some say it's a blessing. I think I'm cursed. Must be rehabilitation for everyone else while I struggle to restore me. I am finding myself while losing family, members who'd rather disown me for what they call disobedience, forgetting all I've been is sacrifice and surrender. I am alone, but very rarely lonely. I'm a mother to a child who sees me crumble daily, who is learning to make peace with the fragments of me. I am of Caribbean descent, estranged from my heritage, my broken dialect, lost in the entrails of my American identity. I am harsh towards my daughter, knowing if she can survive me, she will thrive anyway. I cry way too much. I've made peace with the havoc, a quiet storm brewing on my tongue. I am so angry while learning to tend to the soft parts of me. Before I understood condemnation, isolation, or rejection, I people please for a praise that isn't palpable, for a love that doesn't equate to suffering. I am my mother's child, constantly looking for salvation in others and aimless meandering, believing a happy ending lies on the other side of truth. And the truth these days is I'm linked to a path of perpetual pain. And each revival I make into breakthrough feels like betrayal, feels like disloyalty, feels like deception. Am I still the lost sheep? Am I still wandering through my own destruction? Am I still me? Thank you.
Wow, that was
amazing.
We just started a fire and you just threw a few more logs on the barbecue. First of all, y'all give it up for Ashley.
Yes.
That was dope. Wow.
Flowers? Yes. Flowers. You don't have flowers.
To know who you are, that is the ultimate love, but it's the sacrifices that we make within ourselves through finding out who we are. That piece was dope, sis. Man, that was all right. Yeah. I loved it.
Flowers.
That piece was amazing, and it was transparent. I mean, I felt all of your emotions. You brought up people pleaser. Man, so many things that we get caught up in from the absence of a father. And you just laid them all out on the table. That was so fire. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Anyone else would like to make a comment? I wasn't sure if somebody had muted their mic.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that was me. I was on mute. I was just talking. My bad. No, I just wanted to say the way that she shared her journey and kind of took hold and took control over, you know, that search and the power that she exerted behind it. It was really amazing and captivating. And I saw the transparency in that, and I applaud her for that.
Mm-hmm. Ladies, y'all set these mics on fire. Like, whew.
Yes.
I'm like, did you know what you were doing? I'm like, yeah, I thought I knew, but I didn't. Fire. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm eating ghost pepper, jalapeno, and never mind. It's good stuff. I stammer when stuff is like really like incredible. And I'm like, it's very hard to find the words for something that's so dope that we just heard. And we're going to continue on because Aziz.
Yes, yes.
Good sir, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Then the mic is yours.
This piece is called Silence of Our Power Source. Brothers, wake up and watch us. Take up arms. Let's size up on these crackers that are the attackers of our black women. They are our voice, and we got to catch up because our sisters are being silenced and killed at alarming rates because the world can feel them coming. My sisters are on the rise. Matter of fact, they have arrived everywhere. So to my brother warriors, this is a summons. White America moves at lightning speed to impede this melanated breed, but we as the strengthened seed need to step up, not step aside, to ensure a path. As one day you could bet for damn sure a black woman will lead. It boils me to see on TV this orange motherfucker pointed at the sister and reporter April Ryan and say, have a seat, like she was beneath. I grit my teeth and think how we black men need to be like killer bees protecting the queen. Our power source can't afford to have less than the strength of our best stepping up to protect. Send a message like, don't fucking mess with our hornet's nest. Make no mistake, this is the silence of the power source. Our daughter, Nia Wilson, murdered in Oakland at the BART station by a symptom of this evil force. So, of course, we need to be a force. Because if we as black men don't enforce, we leave our queens alone, set out on a collision course. These are our issues. If your skin is black and you are a man, it ain't a question of can you. It's a statement of sit in where the fuck you can. This is the silence of our power. So don't tell me you don't understand. Try telling that shit to Sandra Bland. Black man, stand up, man up. This tanned up so-called ex-president has made it evident through dog whistle banter that our precious black women are to be made look ignorant because of his inability to handle the questions when they raise a hand up. It makes me want to raise my hand up, shape of a black fist, and knock the shit out of the next racist-ass lunatic that tries to attack my fist. We can no longer stand for this shit. They can't dismiss and silence our power source. Brothers, we need to state our case so that we shape the mindset of her to appreciate our place, replace any doubts, give her faith that you're her security. She is the base, provider of the egg, mother of the seed. A kingdom unstable is one without the queen. We diminish and demean our power source when we abuse and shame, ridicule and call B-names. If we harm our queens, others feel empowered to do the same. Today, racism has gotten brave, but we cannot let the power source be its prey. See, the stance we take must say to the other race that you're going to stay your ass out of our black queen's face. Respect is a requirement, and we require they unhand our power source because their violence will not be their silence. You see, while we hustle for that dollar and grind for that last dime, our beautiful black dimes are under siege, and it's been time that we draw a line to these spineless crimes. See, America has stepped aside, so it's up to us, brothers. We need to be that protection provider because this earth is going to go higher from the fire of our power source. And that's my drip.
Ooh.
Thank
you.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Okay.
Oh, we needed that one. That was necessary.
Come coming here two stepping. Look at ya. Look at ya. I'm sorry. I know him extremely well, so I feel like I can say anything. Came in here two stepping. Yeah, did you swing your locks on that one?
A little bit. A little bit.
Make sure you swing your locks on that. You got to do it. Yeah. Make sure
yes,
you do it. That was dope. Flowers.
Okay. I see you. That was dope. It was it's giving them the truth where they can't turn away. They can't help but sit up and pay attention to what you just said. It's also paying tribute to what's been taken from us. And we no longer allow it just to be taken and snatched from us. We're going to give it back to you. We're going to fight back. We're going to snatch back. That was dope. Mm-hmm. I liked it a lot.
Thank you.
Definitely. Beautiful.
I mean, me personally, I wholeheartedly agree on that. And I'd be thinking, like, a lot of times, like, I see a lot of coward shit with a lot of racists where they go after black women when they think that there's not black men around and doing a lot of things. I was just watching something with Dr. Rashad Rishi, and the dude was like, he's like, hey, can you say 47 blow your head off? I'll be like, as soon as he said that, I said, that's a credible threat. Beat his ass. Yeah. If he really got a gun, pull it out. I want to see it. But
right.
You got to get to your gun first. Anyway, let me not do this. For real, don't fire me. for real, don't fire me.
You'll be back.
You'll be back. I'll be back tomorrow. You'll be like, you making threats on the radio, Bobby? Like, I was talking about the sisters. But, yeah, no, I appreciated the piece because, yeah, sometimes you'd be like, you did what? And a lot of times people don't understand, like, when you come to the aid or assistance of a sister in a situation, like, they immediately feel threatened and be like, oh, you know her? I said, it doesn't matter if I know her or not.
Yeah. It don't even matter. Exactly. It don't even matter.
Yeah. Why are you talking to her?
It don't even fucking matter. Exactly.
Like, anything else. But any other flowers, please?
There's nothing else I can add. That was amazing.
I mean, y'all just come in. Man, y'all throw an elbow early in Flaspy. I was like, yeah, like, this elbow is flying out of this piece. You know, like, if you throw it, like, they came and they throwing bows in here. So if you're listening to us right now, welcome to Flaspy here on Epiphany Radio Universe. This is Flaspy Open Mic number 14 featuring Ashley Connors, Latif Diche, and Aziz, the pulmonologist. And they are throwing bows hard and heavy and early. And you know what? Normally I'll be like, yo, let's go into this. But no, I want another round. I need another round. So let's start with the ladies again. I'm sorry, we need another round, and then we'll get to the open mic. I'm sorry, because it's got to be done. We got to throw more elbows. We got to throw them bows. And plus, I got to ask these questions. So, Latif, you're an author. You have books. How many books do you have?
Four published.
Okay. How do people get your books?
They can get them via Amazon or the Linktree link that's on my Instagram profile.
All right.
You can just purchase them straight from there.
Right. Say it again.
I said they can just purchase them straight from there.
Okay. And if you follow me, make sure that you know, go to the profile. What's your Instagram, please?
Lottie, LATI_D_Shay, SHAY.
Okay. Great. All right. So here we come to it. Do you have a piece for us, Lottie?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, the mic is yours.
Women should just be quiet. Quiet in businesses that compensate the men $2 on the woman's dollar because Dick made his resume more efficient. Quiet when dressing to fit his preference because apparently being wifey material is more important than authenticity to self. Quiet when beaten, battered, and bruised because he loves you. He's just battling his demons.
but you didn't know you had demonic features. But with every black eye and big lip, the image of yourself is becoming more distorted, helping along the notion of you being Satan behind his backhand of backlash. Quiet when men want to grab you by the pussy, because the power of position positions pussies to be in power. Quiet when birthing babies and bearing burden simultaneously triggers this bitch is crazy. Pardoning the postpartum parading around in your presence. Quiet when misogyny massages the egos of men who misunderstand the meaning of a woman's plight, pegging a cry out for help as in a attention-seeking, nagging nuisance. Quiet when the mirror reflects the depression you've been feeding, forcing insecurity front and center, fearing set will force the standards to be lowered low enough to let self-love escape, leaving body dysmorphia to discover breath within your mental massacre. Quiet when being torn apart and picked for preference, when a European beauty scale weighs you down in heavy thoughts of how can I look like them so they can look at me, because what I look like now is looked upon as less likely to make making looking like them more desirable to women who look like me. Women should just be loud and bold, taking on the silence of those who are quiet in fear, using our voice to tell their stories, hoping to encourage them to find their own voice, because we are more than just a man. We are life. We give life. We are love. We are blessed, and we will remain loud for those who are told to just be quiet. Thank you.
Y'all coming in tonight with some power.
Ooh.
Loving this.
Yo, that mission at all. My God.
I see the Superfly Snooker. There's Superfly Snooker going on right now. The Superfly Snooker is flying off the top of the bantam belt to sit there and give people them elbows. Y'all give it up. That's what's up, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely. Yeah.
All right, man. Listen, real quick, we'll take two flowers because we got going because we hit the 10 o'clock hour and you know time be going real quick. So, flowers, couple of responses, please. Anybody else?
You know, I think a lot of us black women, when we were little girls, we would see how. The white women were praised differently than we were. They were put on a pedestal. And me personally, because I've always had a lot of hair, when I got introduced to a perm, first thing I said after I put it in there and seen how light and fluffy my hair was flowing and stuff, I said, ooh, I got white woman hair. And my mother stood there and looked at me like, what did you just say? And I tried to dress like them, and I did speak the same way that they spoke. But I think a lot of us have gone through that stage where we didn't know who we were because we felt left out because of the praise that they did get. But, honey, let me tell you something. I wouldn't trade my beautiful brown skin and my nappy locks for nothing in the world. Bring me back in black. I'm trying to tell you, okay? Yeah. Thank you for that piece. That was awesome.
That was amazing. And yeah, we all played with that white girl swirl for a minute and relaxed our hair to death and did all of that stuff. And even though I am a mixed woman, I've always identified with the black side of my family and had pride in who we were as a people. So that piece just like really went right to my heart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you,
Lady. Oh, man. I got messages in the back channel. As you know, what we like to do here is when we get messages in the back channel, we like to bring them up. And one of my good friends and good brothers said, you are fire. He said, you are fire. All right. And hopefully, this good brother, I know that you're here. You should hit one and come through unless you've already done it. Hit me in the back channel and let me know if you're going to come through. Amazing, Lottie. Amazing. And speaking of more amazing, Ashley, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, Ashley, the mic is yours.
Solid women don't crumble, a quote I read the other day. I assume it was supposed to reaffirm me, encourage, inspire, make me feel better. An attempt to where I willfully ignore the pieces of me deteriorating right by my feet. Are these the lies we read to trick ourselves? These flagrant falsities. I didn't feel energized by them. I wasn't motivated to conquer anything. I was fucking tired. There's this insane notion that women can have it all, and in our pursuit, we are literally running ourselves ragged at the expense of everyone else. True story. I have a friend operating off of 2 hours of sleep each night to ensure her family remains intact. Another who was buried in housework while simultaneously raising her son, keeping husband please, all the while battling depression. A neighbor who was successful at practicing family law but has no children, no husband, and before you ask, it was by circumstance, not by choice. And then there's me, stretched to the maximum, juggling my wants, his needs, Kennedy's every desire, self-care, job demands, life itself. Did I mention I'm tired? Reprieve lies in the 3.5-minute shower while drowning out the sounds of your kid trying to convince your mom to shut up for just 1 minute so you can enjoy this moment. FYI, the steam is not from the water. It's from our bodies trying to cool down. We are ablaze with tasks from every end, expected to somehow extinguish this haggard look when inside all we want to do is die just for the break. Solid women do crumble. We crumble every day, collapse from the inside out. Our chest caves in from the weight of it all. Emotional anxiety, physical demands, mental bombarding, spiritual attacks crushes us to dust, and from dust, we managed to rise from the wreckage, a phoenix resurrected, a reproduced, refined version of ourselves. We do not have the luxury to clock out. We work around the clock, punishing ourselves for not finishing a marathon of endless tasks like, are the kids fed, dressed, still in one piece, is my husband fed, fuck, still in one piece, is my job secure, deadlines met, still in one piece, is the fridge full, clean, still in one piece, are the rooms vacuumed, dusted, still in one piece, are the rooms washed, are the clothes washed, folded, still in one piece. I have forgotten what self-care feels like. And what scares me most is I'm starting to believe taking care of everything and everyone else more than I take care of me is normal. I'm tired of living in the silence of my struggles, making this shit look pretty when inside I'm dismantled. My enemy is disgruntled as fuck, implores me to just sit down, telling me it's okay to crumble, to break down, admit I don't have it all under control all the time. But she knows as well as I do, once it's said, there's still work that needs to be done. Thank you.
Y'all going in tonight.
There are no games to be played this evening. There are no games made to be played. Excuse me, I don't speak profane things, but you understand what I'm saying. Goddamn. Shit. Flowers. Flowers.
It was the repetition and, like, the thought of a statue for a woman. And I was just, like, the crumbling, the rising of the phoenix, everything. And the emotion behind it. Oh, my God. Oh, this is
yes,
magnificent.
Yes.
Man, listen. Wow. Any other flowers?
So that was just, y'all are just killing them, Mike, tonight. I'm about to change the piece that I was going to read now. Y'all don't put me in a different mindset. Dope. Really dope.
All right, anyone else? Anyone else before we move on?
I'm speechless. All right, so, that was beautiful.
Man, listen, there are no games to be played this evening. I'm sorry, I got to keep checking the back channel. Y'all are just... It's on fire. It's on fire. All right. Aziz.
Yes, sir.
The mic is yours.
Inundating her. Excuse me, but this is just in. My door is open and I'm hoping you come on in. My heart rate is racing and my blood is pumping. Anticipating the moment that you and I will share a circumference because I want to show you something. Nothing is left for discussion. You promised me the power of your femininity, so now I hope you ain't frightened. See, I've been going through your pages lately, and it's crazy how much they amaze me. I mean, damn, baby, it's like they be having this quicksand effect on my erect when they invade me. Or maybe it's just the way your page is open to let me slide my pen in them. allowing my mentality to meddle in your moist melanin, so check in that feminine. We've been expressing similar fantasies, and at this moment, we're living them. Melting you with my mouth because your chocolate is Eminem, and this moment means to us the same as you are my synonym. You've been teasing me with this sneaky smile for quite a while, but I got a confident style that breaks your denial. Now I'm deep in the Nile, as your flow is the river in Egypt. It's like I need an arc when your back is arched, because your ocean is that sweet shit, that good shit, that pulsate on my wood shit. And when you sit on it and bounce, your grip is like a Fitbit on my dick, so make sure every stroke counts. I want to hear you pronounce every syllable in my name, first, middle, and last. And for that ass, this pulmonologist has got crazy pipe game. Our energy before G chemistry, powering a network of guilty pleasure, as the comfort of your texture has me outgrowing what I normally measure. Digging for treasure as my pistons begin to pump. Your flow a tree makes me jump, but my flow is tree, like a trunk. My Eric in black ain't no act. In fact, I was inspected and the results rated me a P for poetically certified to crack that back. And your beautiful black has been sexing my mental like you want me deep in you. So grab something to hold on to as I bow flex through your temple. You can bite my neck and scratch my back. You can change your cadence and rotate your radiance, but I will not detach you from the commitment of this match. Your ink has attacked my hormones. I think it's a foregone conclusion that we've been jonesing for the commingling of our illusions. My illusion is to govern your fusion. Dip my pen in you and write out my own constitution. Listening to you moan at my intrusion, but you got to be careful, though, because my brushstroke can be confusing. But your smooth sailings have got me down for the cruise, because your water soothes when I careen through. And as I do, my admiration for the landscapes of your hills and valley creates the thrill of this finale. Now I'm holding on to keep hope alive, but your glide has got my strokes tallied, like 1 through 4, then a cross mark of 5. Or you can count backwards from 5 down to 1. Either way you do the math, the rhythmic arithmetic of your pearl tongue summons me to come and splash. The smooth sailings of your waters got me inundating you with my oils and grazing my name all over that heart-shaped ass. And that's my drip.
Lord,
there's
mercy.
No trouble.
Yes.
That's the trouble I know. trouble I know.
Hey. Right. So I got a lot of commentary in the back channel. I'm going to deal with Aziz first, and I got to backtrack to you, Ashley, because there was a lot of stuff that was said to you, and I forgot to ask you about your books and stuff. But Aziz, we all know Aziz. We've been doing this for a long time. Aziz is an OG honey dripper. Yes. Number one, Ivan Drago. Listen here, Ivan Drago. God damn it, I will break you. All right, so that's his nickname. His nickname is Ivan Drago because he will break you. He's breaking shit around here. I'm just saying, Bowflex. And so I'm gonna read this comment to you. All right. The comment is. I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me make sure that I got this properly. Hold on. Oh, because stuff is moving around. Everybody be like writing. I'm like, I'm trying to like catch everything. It said. Hold on. Said, wonderful, they killing it, and dude dripping and shit, being grown out here, not Bowflex, shit. Okay, that was the comment. That was the comment. Okay. So that's what I wanted to make sure, but yes, Ivan Drago, he said, yeah, that's my drip. That's exactly what it was. Comments.
Your chakra is Eminem. What? Melting in your mouth. Man, you killed that. Man.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Yeah, you switched up the mood. I don't have to look through my pieces now.
And someone is listening. They said they're listening to people going in. It's been a while since they've heard good poetry. So y'all are really in here lighting shit up. Someone said about Ashley that you're their favorite poet. But do we have another comment for Aziz before I take back to Ashley?
Yeah, this is J. Rob, the wise son, your cousin. Yeah, what's good with your boy? Every time I think that you have stretched your cable toe of ink to its limit, you dive right back into the water of poetry and you pull some other shit out and come up with this. I'm just a fan, family. Keep doing a damn thing.
Wow.
And to the sister
Likewise,
who came before
brother.
You, Ashe, sweetheart, that was absolutely incredible. Keep the poetry rocking. I'll talk to you in a minute.
All right. So.
That's my cousin.
That's my cousin. Don't we talking about my cousin like that? Let me stop. Anyway, Ashley. Well, Ashley, number one, people loved your pieces. A lot of commentary. But if I got to ask you, do you have books that you're publishing? How many people get to your books? And how many they reach you and contact you?
I only have one that I claim, so you can find that one on Amazon. It's called Growing Pains. I am on Instagram. The name is Adaverna, Adaverna. Yeah. And thank you for the commentary.
Listen, I don't know. The three of y'all, I don't know if y'all know, y'all just setting shit on fire. People walking around in hell with kerosene drawers on. It's kind of hot around here. It's a little sweaty.
Have her spell that again.
My cousin asked if you could spell that again, Ashley.
Oh, sure. Adaverna, A-D-A, B as in dog, V as in Victor, E-R, N as in Nancy, A. Adaverna is on Instagram.
Got it.
All right. Aziz, you have a book, right?
I don't. But however, you can find me on Spotify. I do have a couple of erotic tracks on Spotify. All you have to do is look up The Poemanologist, Poemanologist, and you can find a couple of my tracks there.
All right, that's what's up. So, now we're going to move over into this open mic portion before we finish out with the final round, and the three poets will finish us off. We'll have a speed round. The speed round is where we basically go poem after poem after poem, you know, and you let somebody know that you're done and you go. We're going to end the show that way. But while we're moving into that, let's give a round of applause for our three features that did an amazing job, that killed it, came in here, set things on fire, threw bows, burned it up, shoot fire, flamethrowers, hot, amazing, incredible, dope-ass fucking poetry. All right, so let's get started in this open mic round, and we're going to start with Philly, my best friend, LaPro La Negra. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Okay.
All right. Mike is yours.
This is called Black Woman, We See You. Black Queen, where did you go? Have you turned the corner leading to loss and turned away because they didn't acquiesce to your demands for just the fairness of the day? Hand smacked by life, so head held down in shame. Queen, look up and see. Your children are still waiting at the learning tree. Hold your head up and give me your hand. I promise you, Black woman, I will not let you fall if you start to trip when you go to take a stand. Black woman, where have you gone? Are you blindly still searching for a love with a soul that can rectify from a spirit that forgives? Because it's all that you hold within. You are the direct connection to the Creator. Blessed and highly favored. You are love, the mirror of your soul, so you can see what we see and set yourself free, Queen. The true you is what we still see. You are the epitome of what Mother Earth herself embodies. Brown skin girl, you have no reason to hide. You are meant to nurture this life with dignity, joy, and pride. Skin blessed in a thousand hues. We needed you before our first breath into this earthly plane. Soul, sister soulful, righteous queen, the first lady of creative originality, our healer. Realize how vital you are to our existence. Black woman, we see you. Hold your head up high and grace us once again with your presence. And that's that piece.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah.
Come on, Diva.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let's go. I'm not going to take a lot of flowers on this up because we'll only take one because it's 10:20 now. So I'll take one comment and then we're going to move forward. Anybody?
That was a beautiful
outstanding
piece.
Ink.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
Right.
Outstanding
Definitely.
Ink.
Love it. All right, so we're going to move on to Lisa Lips. Are you ready?
I am.
Come on, one time for the one time.
Okay. This piece is called Love, Convicted and Free. I had a deep conversation last night. I wanted to know why my heart kept getting shattered. So I summoned love. I wanted to know why, when I always did my best to honor and respect her, why did she always leave me broken? I saw compassion in her eyes as she listened to me spill all my emotions on her floor. Saw her reach for her handkerchief to dry away the pain I blamed on her. Visibly saw the dimming of her heart light as I told her of the shattered pieces I'd become because of my perceived betrayal she'd constantly left me with. And just as it seemed I had broken her the way I thought she had broken me, she opened her arms and bathed me in such pure light that my voice hitched in my throat. I was rendered dumb by her beauty, and she shed such warmth that I wanted to strip and submerge myself. Then, just as I thought she could not get any more gorgeous and welcoming, she spoke. With a voice as eloquent as heaven's own song, she said, "My precious, I've never once betrayed you. I have opened myself up to you, but you chose to see others first. You sought what I offered in every choice you made, not even seeing that you were worthy on your own to receive everything I had to offer. But you were raised up as a broken vessel, never shown that you had value just because you existed. You were made to believe that there needed to be someone, some other being, who in themselves were not whole, and they were supposed to turn your brokenness into a beautiful work when you always held the power. You were created and designed by a craftsman so talented that you couldn't see your own beauty because he made you as an example. You give this same light and warmth, but the brokenness you were given by those you were entrusted to dimmed your vision. They taught you that you were designed to constantly give yourself away so that others could live well here, and your rewards came in the afterlife. Beloved, please hear me. You were told wrong. Everything you see in me lives inside of you. I came here today to reflect to you who you really are. I am not a celestial being, merely a mirror for your soul. I reside within you and shine through you. Everything you desire is here. You just need to look within. I was overwhelmed with emotion as I opened my understanding to the lessons she spoke. It was me all along. I always had the key. I had smothered her all my life because I was told I was wrong to love myself first. And just as the realization set in, she rose toward the heavens, spread out her golden wings and soared across the sky, and I watched from my lowly position as she circled the moon. Then she dived back through the atmosphere and hit me with such force that I fell backwards. And it was then that I awakened. It had all been a dream. Or was it? Because there was a sense of peace I'd never known, and I swear there was a warm spot in my skin, just over my heart, and the spot where she'd hit me. I wept out loud in the darkness of my room. I had found the one designed to love me fully, and I will never dim her again. Ellipse, and you've been serviced.
Right, baby. Know who you are. Recognize who you are.
Absolutely.
Right.
Conviction.
Love it.
Conviction. I love it. Conviction.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need more conviction in the future, Lips. Just so that you know, I need the conviction.
Yes.
Dad.
Yes, sir.
Important. All right, we'll take flowers for one person. Flowers for one person. One person. Flowers. Got a lot of people to get through. So come on. Anybody got flowers? Quick, fast, early.
That was
go outstanding, please.
Yes.
All right.
The imagery.
All right, let's go now. I love this guy.
Yeah.
And I watched him evolve over years and become questioning to confident to amazing. King Kai, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Oh, dang. Yiffy. Oh, sorry. You got it. I just wanted to say the features here today were phenomenal, like baffling. I'll give y'all this piece because that shook me to my boots. And I don't even wear boots, but like y'all got me. So here we go.
They got everybody. They just came through. They just came through smacking people.
Yeah.
Oh. So this piece starts off, well, it's called Enter the Dragon, part one. And the piece goes, yo, Kai, why don't you ever enter the dragon? Well, if I go full dragon, that's a beast that I admire hiding. Because once I'm in that energy, you can't expect me not to get venomous. With no antidote, spitting lyrics that came from heaven, I sent my prayers to God, writing notes. I'm never getting answers, so I'll be pent up, boiling over like a volcano, ready to release. Because being in my own skin, I'm constantly living in fear, making me persistently filled with anguish. So you might get mad at me when this Taurus goes full Aries bulldozing. That's a flame burst. I'm a ticking time bomb, tick, tick, ticking into the final shock of the clock. I've been big. I've been bent. It's a little past 10. Guess I got to trick some niggas to sleep. Here's the real poem. Round one. Begin. Guess I shouldn't gaslight and say I'm a gentle giant. But Sam, when was the last time America was ever great? When it was united? She hasn't been fighting for years, generations of combat, foreign, domestic, mentally, physically. Okay, you see, a country that hasn't had time to heal. I'm in a state of discomfort. Makes me feel like a moron on oxy. My problem's jumbo, shit to other eyes, but wondering if maybe tipping the scales of an establishment might bring equilibrium. Because no matter how big the world gets, it's still small in my palm. Be a titan, I'll be Kratos before I become Galactus, leaving craters and legacies that try to bleach my family. They'll rest if I get like X and bring the tech in. But that dude law be fighting kings, making me turn green. Hulk smashing the marbles of death by taking the cap off calm after I release combo breakers to leave your neck snapping too. I've been flavoring fatalities for an American system that be unbalanced, failing to bring justice, failing to bring home missing children. How does one not expect me to get angry when I can't find peace in my own? Because this dragon means, becoming this dragon means my limit is breaking and I'm crumbling. Fumbling, letting my anger out, letting his black out, this KO, ding, 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 round two. Fuck America. It's getting better, but the current justice system ain't bringing no peace. Like my back's against the octagon, fighting to survive and not be another Trayvon, another Aubrey, another victim, another villain. They say I play hero to get close, so they kill me. When they see me, I'm down, I'm wounded, I can't breathe. I have to remain calm, it's all be over soon. I wasn't fighting back, but now I'm counting my breath. One, 2, 3, 4 seconds into the final round. See how writing became my med kit? Packing my wounds with threads of paper. I turned a kit into patch notes. This clip was out of ammo, but I stayed strapped with magazines. I'm reloading while the smoke is here, because once it clears, I have an option to share a barrage of rounds, or I could easily hope to paint brighter days where nines are no longer rifling through children's misery. America's a pot of assorted artillery. You got the Karens who are 7 millimeters short of public decency, blasting dissatisfaction when their safety is on fire. They shoot flares, leaving some smoke screen for Colt 45s to revolve through. Ocean blue, nature swimmers, nurturing terroristic environments where shooting is natural before calm conversation. I brought a knife to a gunfight. My words sharp enough to get me one in the chamber. Melee be my range before a national park ranger finds me sniped in the chest. Stranded off the grid in the neck of the woods with less life than cemeteries, with a rope around my neck, trees burned in the pasture, matching my robe burned. Some days I wonder, will my family ever get to see me again? Because America is the biggest wolf dressed in sheep clothing, waiting to bite and devour all in its path. But I'm here on my last stand, gathering my last breath, praying God changes these guns into love. But before I could reload, I was, thank you.
Oh my gosh.
You are so amazing. I love you, Kai.
Call back, Kai.
Oh, wow.
Call back, Kai just dropped.
No, that piece broke his phone. That's what that was.
Yeah, the revolution.
Well, listen, we ain't gonna make it better. We ain't gonna make it better. We just gonna come back because I'm gonna bring in Rare Epiphany. Rare Epiphany, are you there?
Hey, I'm here. Y'all burning up stuff tonight. Good God, I wasn't ready. Your feature.
I wasn't ready either. I was not ready.
Are
we ready for you?
Whatever, you brought this TNT in here. It's your fault.
Listen. It's supposed to be my fault. I'm glad too, because this everybody needs some explosions in their life in a good way, verbally, with some good fucking poetry. Excuse my terminology. I'm gonna say it. Good fucking poetry. This shit is fucking amazing. The features are amazing. Everybody's been amazing. You're gonna be amazing. The mic is yours.
Anyway, this piece is from the prompt, the pen says what the poet can't. I've been standing in this dark room, baying at a silver moon, birthing a monsoon of memories from my throat, emotionally overloaded, implode so I can explode on these pages and on these stages. Your apathy erases me from the equation. These words are just the soundtrack assuaging your guilt or your pain. Or your penchant for the insane. You want the brain, fuck the brawn. You want the pawn, but not the queen. You want the jagged little things hanging from my throat, but have no remote interest in the interesting fiend housing these things. It's the wine pouring into your cup. Fuck the bottle once you've drunk it up. I whisper to the mirror, suck it up, cupcake. Your icing and crumble are what the humble, hungering souls came for. You are no more than a conduit. Spit your shit and exit left. With what is left of your lingo, we all know it's never the poet. It's always the pen. Never the tree, only the fruit that's given. People only care when you wrap your trauma in pre-words, split open your chest and bleed to death just to be heard. It's the third unanswered call that makes me scrawl out the confessions on paper. The fifth unread text that transmogrifies the vapor of my venom into the blue-black blood that floods the loose leaf. And I bequeath it to the people who will give me the lethal needle of their silence and greed, who never listened to me. And really, if they did, some of these words would have never hit the page. The pen says what the poet can't. My pen says what this poet can't, because y'all just ain't trying to hear Pam. Don't even give a damn if she ain't behind a mic or a keyboard or a pseudonym or serving as a backboard to your misery. Who she is a mystery you've never even been interested in solving. So I walk through this revolving door of standing in this dark room, baying at a silver moon, birthing a monsoon of memories from my throat, emotionally overloaded, implode so I can explode on these pages and on these stages. Your apathy erases me from the equation. I become the light show you've been waiting for, and you couldn't love me more. Boom.
Come on, Epiphany.
Woo. You better come through.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, my God. I am standing up on my floor.
All right, so y'all making it a little messy. I see how this is going down. Y'all incorrigible. That dope ass piece. yeah. And Kai came back too. Kai, your shit was fire. Everybody thought your shit was fire, and then you dropped, and
yes.
Now you're back. So, you know, so we just wanted to make sure that you knew it was crazy. It's crazy in here tonight. Everybody's doing drive-by slapping. Everybody's slapping people. slapping people. Just what are you? Like, if they started out slapping people, and now everybody's slapping people. So it's a slap fest right now. And it's slapping, just for the record. we're not going to make it any better. We're just not going to make it any better. We're going to bring in Edwina, a.k.a. Zawina. Zawina, are you there? Zawina, are you there? Zawina, are you there? Okay. Maybe because he can't hear me. Okay.
I'm here.
So
I'm
we're
here.
Gonna...
I'm sorry. Can
okay.
you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
I'm so sorry about that. I've been over here, right. I think I accidentally put my phone on mute because I've been standing in my room clapping and snapping. That mic is on fire. Oh my gosh, okay. I'm sorry. Where were we?
Man, listen. we were Rare Epiphany. God damn.
Yes, exactly.
I was just like, all right, you ready? Ooh. All right, you ready to get it? The mic is yours.
Okay. This is called Bitter Bitch Therapy, dedicated to an ex who called me a bitter bitch when things didn't work out in the end. All right. This bitter bitch is tired of sitting idly by in silence. While you run around town with your new girl now, flossing like ungrateful tyrants, you call us bitter and call us bitches. It seems convenient timing, because when I held you down and propped up your crown, you claimed I was putting my time in. I was cheated on and beated on as you grew from a boy to men. Now she's just that crazy bitch, and we screaming we can't be friends, okay? Here's a memo, a newfound credo. I got a bitter bitch bulletin. It's time I start to look within, watch my face until I smile again, understand that this is not the end. I was once a promise to myself before I gave myself to him. You gave him things that he shouldn't have until you got sick of it. You finally gave up. Now we're both fed up. Got you running around spewing bitter shit. Running around town giving undeserving men something he can feel. A foolish pride because you're treating yourself like you don't deserve to heal, and that's real. You're treating your heart like it don't deserve to heal. Repeating the cycle, head and the fan don't know whether to cry or to swoon because your respect is in the basement and your toes are aiming for the moon. Quit banking on some swerve at a hip. Know that looks are all but borrowed. Check how the cipher goes. You'll be a bad bitch today, but they'll be calling you a bitter bitch tomorrow. So to his boys, I'm not your sister, and to his girl, I'm not your threat. Instead of joining Team Bitter Bitch, you best see where his head is at. Making promises and losing your identity, throwing yourself on the blade of a toxic relationship, becoming your own worst enemy. Accidentally catching yourself in the mirror, face screwed up in a scowl because this was a happy end. That isn't safe. And you're wondering what to do now. They call you bitter bitch, a vapid witch you've been demonized and fondled with, but that's not even the tragic shit. The tragedy is in accepting it. You weren't meant to be amiable. You told him how to check his ego, place the priority on fostering his dreams, even if it meant letting yours go. Built a dynasty crying blood, you see, with an arch back on all fours. You're a masterful architect of men. Now it's time to build on yours. Quit sitting back bitter, talking shit about how you gave him too much. Stop treating the past like it was your last. He was a rough draft. Now for the final cut. Get off your knees bucking for love. You're not a beggar in the least. Peel out of that self-pity bit and embrace your inner beast. She's neither bitter nor a bitch. She's a force for them to reckon with. Instead of being his worst mistake, be the woman he was born to miss. Nice piece.
And that's how
you
that shit.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Who are you? What have you done with Zawina? I want to know. Who are you?
Yes, girl.
What the,
what the fuck
is going on today? Yo, what the fuck is going on today? Can somebody tell me what's going on today?
Everybody's on one today.
Yeah. Everybody, it's more than just everybody's motherfuckers is flipping tables, slapping people, breaking shit. Like, just come in your house and break up all your shit. That's what the fuck is going on. We talking about that, like, yo, bust the windows out your car. That's what's happening.
Yeah.
Windows need to bust out
your car. That song made me feel good in my feet.
I'm like, I've never heard her angry before. This is interesting. Speaking of which, y'all get round of applause. Flowers, anybody? Quick.
Did you say
I was a promise to myself before I was a promise to you?
Yes, exactly.
Now I'm going to be running around screaming, bitter bitch bulletin. It's a bitter bitch bulletin. Right. I'm gonna just roll up.
Could you imagine that? Yeah, somebody pull up, your kids be sitting on the stairs talking about, Dad, there's a BBB out for you. She's on one. Now, whatever you did, we're sitting out here because she said that she didn't want us to see the blood. That's why. All right.
Man.
We're going to go to area code 901. Area code 901, who may I be speaking?
Hi, Mojave. This is Shao. How are you this evening?
Hey! I was like, what's your number? I was like, what's your number? Hey, Sal, what's going on? Hey, Miss Crawford, what's happening?
Hi, how are you?
We good. All right, so you ready to get it?
Yes, I do have a piece I just wrote today that I'm going to share. So it's pretty fresh.
All right. Well, listen,
today,
one time for one time. Huh?
Yes.
All right. Well, the mic is yours.
All right. Today and only today, my curiosity got the best of me, and I watched a Kevin Samuels video. And as I watched the video, I began to wonder, brown man, when exactly did you switch places on the auction block? When did you decide to turn my brown pain into a commodity? When did you go from protector to predator, from provider to pimping the scars created that connect you to me? When did you switch? You see, today and only today, I cried a single tear. Because I watched versions of me in your video, and I began to wonder, when did you go from standing with to stepping on, from respect to despise? Do you realize the impact your words will have on my ability to make history tomorrow? When did you agree to compromise me? Brown me, chestnut me, copper me, cocoa me. You see, I'm your original partner in his story. We were given tickets and we rode the same boat. And when we got to the unpromised land, we lost the same hope. When you didn't have faith in yesterday and was scared to face tomorrow, I was there with you, sharing your sorrow. So today and only today, my curiosity got the best of me, and I recommitted to the knowledge that I am made to love you. You see, I share your agony, uphold your dignity, but I have to wonder, when you went from strong to weak, from truth to lies, when did you begin to believe it was all right? to demoralize my pain. Brown man, chestnut man, copper man, cocoa man, I am made to love you. You see, we crossed oceans together, fought battles together, struggled together, faced anguish together, and every time you got the strength to break chains, I was there uplifting your name. When you faced battles and prepared to fight, it was me there, steadfast to your right. So today and only today, I watched versions of me in your video, and I pondered, what will it take to bridge the gap, to get some of what we've lost back? Because after watching versions of me in your video, I have to ask myself, what will be the ultimate cost of you selling me out? And that's that piece.
Come on, Shell.
Oh, tell that truth, girl.
Yes.
Oh, amazing.
Okay, Shell's my new hero.
I'm just going to say, I don't know what the fuck everybody's on. Everybody is on their shit. I think everybody's face is red from getting slapped. This is amazing. Holy shit. Crazy. Shout out. Like, oh, you know, I got this piece I wrote today. She's like, so here, hold these grenades for me. I'm going to walk over into the other room. I'll be back.
Exactly.
Just in here wilding out. Jesus Christ. I mean, I'm sorry. Amazing. Flowers, anyone?
Chow, I respect your pen so greatly, but Jesus, you burned the stage down just now. Oh, my God.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much.
And thank you for coming. I
appreciate
it.
Soft and strong at the same time.
Well, listen, all right, so the next person comes in microphone. For some strange reason, they think that their pen is rusty. And I'm sorry that I'm sharing that with them, bro, but I had to do it. And then he also thinks people have forgotten him because he's been out of the game for a minute. And I think that that's also not exactly true. I know who he is to me. He's a brother I love, I respect, and I care for. One of the dopest poets out in the state of New York and across the country. Can y'all give a round of applause and welcome back, Crow.
What's good, Crow? Do your thing.
They mimic their favorite parts of you while picking you apart, telling you you're not good enough. You fight to live in places you've nurtured, earned, and established, but the world charges you rent to lease your ambition and keep you broken without a place to call home. You turn bruises into protection. You remember everything they said about you to your face and especially behind your back. The layers on your skin should never need to be this thick. You pour into others, but they pour your surroundings to make you sick, to make you shallow, to make you salty. Your meek doesn't make you weak. Too many borrow from your brilliance and claim it as their own. No wonder why the texture of your integrity reads as rigid. I see you. Tired of asking for everything you deserve, your childhood trauma transformed into your adult fears and fierce. Depending on how often you fought, fallen, and found freedom, I see you. Tired of being denied, tired of being limited in their false narrative of you. They are ignorant to your robust, your rebel, and your resilience. I've watched you die and give life. Yet you still defend despite being denied, detoured, and ignored. You challenge what to expect and reflect while living and working through neglect. You are not required to justify what you are doing here. You show up. Powerful makes others uncomfortable. They are so afraid the moment you live in your power, they will be sentenced to suffer for the centuries of your suppression. There is a price for your success, man. Too many have sold their souls to stand and profit on the backs of others, mothers, fathers, daughters, brothers. Where are you? Your gentle and curiosity manipulated until you are numb and hardened. 5,000 shades of your ancestry, culturally deprived, emotionally lynched, financially docile. They try to erase your history and language while blaming you for the way that they treat you. Your beauty colors outside of the lines, outside of the times. I see you. You are right. You absolutely deserve better. Sincerely yours, Eric Crow Draven.
Y'all can't even
Where's
talk about it now. It's
I'm still waiting for the rust.
Sounds like the timber over oil.
Yo.
So now we just throwing haymakers. We just punch motherfuckers in their goddamn face and make this whole night has been like, go sit your ass down someplace. That shit, flowers, please, flowers.
Did he say the texture of your integrity reads as rigid? That whole line in that part, I was just, I bet my breath has been caught ever since. That was dope.
Yeah.
Dope.
I agree. That was a wake up line right there.
Crow's like, I don't think you remember
beautiful.
Me. Crow, everybody remembers you. We just wanted to help get back. Yeah. He's like, I'm gonna set this bomb off. Walk out the room. You ever play? Yeah, I don't know if anybody remembers 007. If you ever played that game, 007, and you put the bomb on the wall, walk out the room, and time it with your watch. That's what Crow did. Crow just put the bomb on the wall, walked out the room, blew everybody else when he came in the room. Yes. Props. Y'all give a round of applause to Crow for rocking.
I'm just still wondering where the rust was. That's all.
That sounds like a whole bunch of WD-40 to me. But that's just me.
That shit sounded pretty shiny and brand new to me. I didn't see no rust at all.
Yeah, pretty shiny
okay.
there. Pretty shiny. Sparkly. So we're gonna move down to someone's better half who is in here to do a piece. Subliminal, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, Subliminal. The mic is yours.
Hey, baby.
Y'all married. Stop that. No, I'm just kidding. The mic
Never.
Is yours.
She's still my girlfriend.
We were born in a world of prosperity, but raised to hate the next man you see, for their skin is not the same as you. How dare they believe in equality? Equality in this world's platform is high. You see, all mankind dare to believe in equal rights, for their skin is not the same as me. How dare they believe in equality? Equal rights was taken away from me when my color of skin was not chosen by me. You see, my race was given to me, so how dare I believe in equality? My color skin is what they see, but not the prosperity inside of me, for my intent is to live a legacy. Yes, I dare to believe in equality. Legacy was given to me when they took my equality looking at my skin. You see, they thought I was to live in poverty. How dare I live by their terminology? For I was born in this world of prosperity, bound to reach the intent in me. So don't judge me by the skin you see. Step back and look at my legacy. For my legacy, by my terminology, helps me reject their poverty. You see, I am not bound to this world of philosophy that constantly criticizes me. Criticism is what they hold on me. Stop allowing their minds to reject the light in me. For your actions, yes, your actions, has caused my actions to please and push through my legacy throughout their diversity. Adversity is not what strengthens me to push harder through this equality, reaching for my destiny of leaving my legacy that no man has the right to take from me. How dare I live by their false prosperity? And that's that drip.
Damn.
Let's go. Flowers. Ooh.
The two of them are trying to burn their own house down. Jesus.
Yes. Y'all got to be smoking up in here.
I feel like this is an EDSM experiment with poetry. That's how I feel right now. I believe. Let me stop. Please, there's something going on here. People are getting collared. Let me stop. I'm joking. Pay me no money. Yeesh. Thank you, Subliminal. Dope ass fucking piece. Thank you. Man, everybody's like on one. Like it's amazing. All right. Now the time is 10:58, and if you're within the sound of my voice, understand that the Blog Talk lady, if you are streaming, will kick you out, and she does not care. She will treat you like a landlord that is giving you an eviction notice. She will kick you off. Now, if you want to continue with us, you must call into the number. Which is, Jesus, what is the number? I'm like, yo.
319.
Like the phone you just got me.
319-527-6300.
Press 1 to be heard. This is your time to get in. We will go into overtime because guess what? We can go into overtime because we got to continue on with this fly-ass poetry. We've had some amazing features in Ashley Connors, Latidiche, and Placide the Pulmonologist. Like, if you've missed it, catch the replay. But you got 60 seconds to call in to 319-527-6300. This is Fly Speak Open Mic on the Epiphany Radio Universe of For Real Entertainment Network. Make sure that you understand that this is where you come from. You're being iHearted, you're being Spotify, you're being iTunes, Google Play, CastBox, Speaker. It's on every platform. So please understand, like, this is not your average everyday podcast. This is Epiphany Radio. This is what we do, fly shit on the daily. Make sure that you understand. If you're not within the sound of my voice, the Blog Talk lady is about to kick you off. 319-527-6300. Call in now so you can make sure to catch up with us. All right? And we're about to move forward in 10 seconds or less. And if you wanted to read, right, you still got a chance. Please press 1. You got 2 seconds, and then we're completely from streaming. Every year, if you're within the sound of my voice, congratulations, you've made it to the after hours. We get a little free, a little fun. We do some things, and we talk freely. We're over here on this side of things, and it still stays on the podcast, but it's not broadcast live. Now, since I don't see any other hands besides my cousin, We're going to bring him to the microphone. Ladies and gentlemen and good people one and all. We have another person, good people one and all. We have J. Rob, the wise son. The mic is yours.
I have a friend who told me that he can't do this no more, that he's pretty tired. You see, he's single and he's lonely, and he says he can't do this no more. You see, he's a black man that is tired of trying. He's been everything for everyone, but no matter what, he tells the world, he goes back home to an empty apartment that's as hollow as an echo that vibrates in an empty room. So when he yells, even his screams are lonely. So what does he do? He pretends that everything is okay. He pushes forward so no one can see the pain, no sunshine, no blue skies, just pollution and dark waters. That's as unhealthy as his thoughts are when days turn into nights, because dating the possibility of ending it all sounds better than being alone, and the voices are sounding even louder. But he doesn't drop his guard because he can't let anyone else in, because he can't trust that anyone will ever give a fuck, because the last time he did, she broke him. Dude said that he's cried so much that even his pillow said, get off of me because I'm drowning in your misery, and right now I need a life preserver. He does everything in his power to fight the feeling of ending it all. But Dave pulls light within him and says, no, you can't let misery win. But not giving a fuck feels so much easier and easier to do than the last time things was easy, and he said he was in love with her, but then again, just ending it all just seems to be exactly what needs to be done, because there's an unheard echo somewhere deep inside of him that's yelling inside of a bottle like a genie that can't grant no wishes, but to no avail, just to no avail. So what does he do? He just sits back. He sits back and he pretends that everything is okay. And then he does what he hasn't done before, so he does everything in his power to say that today I just give a fuck. Because being in love with bullshit, he said, is easier, because love is the sour taste of rotten fruit that once smelled enticing. It's the poem that's unfinished because the writer is now dyslexic. So much so that even good music sounds like it's being played in the wrong key and is not even melodic anymore. The overwhelming grip of sadness is choking the life out of him with both hands that feels like the hands that used to hold his that feels like hers. And just before the hammer hits the back of the bullet, it's dawn. And a beam of light shines through the dark curtains, giving him a chance to make possible live again. Scared to death, he puts the weapon down. I have a friend who told me that he can't do this shit no more. So he stops crying and he washes his face and stares into the mirror with the deepest crimson of bloodshot eyes. And that's when the reflection looks back and says, hey, yo, John, we got work to do. Come on, man, you can't let those thoughts win. Even if no one reaches back to you when you've been there for everyone else, it's okay not to be okay. So, yo, Jay, I need you. Just don't do it. And that's that piece.
Oh, shit. Come on. We all need one. Oh, damn. What you trying to do?
Okay.
Yo.
Oh.
Fuck.
Flowers. Flowers.
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know whether to cry or praise you. I mean, damn. That, no, I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready. I thought I was.
Me either.
Oh, man,
you just killed the mic with that, brother. Man, you just eliminated the mic. Man, that piece was just, man, it was fire. But I felt like I was being narrated a story or something. Man, that shit was ill, bro.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord.
True story. I just wrote that 15 minutes ago.
Damn, I'm still trying to catch my breath.
Look, one of the ones that write themselves right there.
Man, listen.
Amazing.
So we have more people. Area code 215. Who may I ask speaking?
Hey, what's going on here?
Oh, snap. Oh, snap.
All damn day.
All damn day. What's good? Announce yourself, sir. Announce yourself.
Oh, yeah, this is Kane Spade, the CEO over there at the DSR Fire Ring 71.3 Network. Just checking y'all out. Tell you the truth, I ain't no shit about this show here tonight. You know, and I was just walking around, saw y'all flyer, y'all featuring my boy over here, you know, Aziz the Pomologist, man. He always supports us, you know,
one
so
love,
much respect.
King. One love, my brother.
Hey, one love, man, you know.
Yes, yes.
You frequent with the DSR shows, man. I had to come through here. Glad I was able to catch y'all.
Man, I appreciate that love. I appreciate that love like a motherfucker, bro.
Hey,
it's not every day we get an all-star in here, DJ Kane Spade. So do you have something for us this evening, sir?
Oh, yeah, I do. I got a little something for y'all, man. This piece is called Awaken the Poet, whenever y'all ready.
The mic is yours.
I never knew I had it, nor it wasn't too late. Guess I finally saw it, the hands of fate. Demonstrate a poet's nature, no, I need no wooden stage. Trigger a poetic flow where anger, hate, joy inspire. Pain and death, insanity, disarray, delusion, love and loss, rage. Hard to forget, war zone cinematic, a description of a poet reciting. Turn your ears up, what I need a mic for is what the vocals are for. Thinking now this the first time I use my speech this way. Thinking how back in time poets didn't have technology like today. Labels and titles wasn't branded like today. Over 100,000 languages if only we knew what everybody had to say. Unlimited styles recited on a metaphorical and spiritual level. Lessons in history of poets in the past. Disasters and chaos to see. Betrayal, empires built up, then crumbled and destroyed, all scripted in a poet's piece, a vision of the world in constant change, and creative writing, many stories, countless names. I don't know if the aim was always fame, just an urge to get your piece out there so the many who read will remember your name. And that's always from DSR All Damn Day.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's give it up to Kane Spade.
Nice.
Yo, did he just come in and shut it down like that?
Doing his thing. Doing his thing. Flowers.
Hey, appreciate it, man. Hey, shout out to everybody over here. You know, Mojave, I ain't hear you in a minute. Ladies, y'all new to me. Good to meet y'all. You know, definitely need to check y'all out again.
Definitely. I'll be moving fly speak around. I used to do it the first Tuesday of the month, but I just be moving stuff around now. So, but I'll make sure that you get a copy for the next fly speak and come on through. You're always welcome, good brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, all right, man. Y'all give a round of applause to DJ Kane Spade, DSR, All
Hell
Damn
yeah.
Day.
All
right.
Damn day.
Now, we're going to go to our station manager, Mr. Pineapple Calligraphy, a.k.a. The Green-Eyed Bandit, a.k.a. I Make Pies and I Eat Them, a.k.a. You know why it is. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to go to Poetic, a.k.a. Van Metals, one half of the Get Down, one quarter of the Soul Cafe, the solo experiment on doing date night differently, Bad Man All Together, the Green-Eyed Bandit. Van Metals, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm here. I'm here. Good evening. Good evening to the features. Okay. Ladies, 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 Phenomenal Inc., my like-minded brother, you always know you come through and you slay it. Congratulations on your features. Welcome.
Yes, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Good love out there.
From the back channel, I think my hair is on fire. Yo, that's wild. All right, man, before we get into that, could you tell us what's happening at Epiphany Radio Universe of Real Entertainment Network for the rest of the week, sir?
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join us tomorrow night for The Love Zone with your host, Ms. VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. Thursday night, there will be no get down. Friday night will be your Express Your Vibe with Ms. VIP. Saturday night is going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with yours truly, Poetic. Sunday night is the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night's going to be the Soul Cafe with the CEO himself, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, La Pearl, La Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. And then next Tuesday, we'll be right back here for one of Mojave's shows. Man, he's just got so many. Mojave, what show are you doing next week? Do you even know
War
yet?
Council.
War Council. Okay, War Council. There you go. War Council. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you tune in. Mojave,
okay. All right.
To you, bro.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Van Metal. So it's greatly appreciated. Van Metal, do you have a piece that you'd like to share with us, sir? It feels like old home week. We have a bunch of people in the room. It feels very classic and on fire. And I feel like either something really, well, it's 2/22, so I mean it's a special day. So manifestation works. Just in case people didn't know that, manifest your dreams.
Absolutely.
Make it happen. Van Metal, are you ready?
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
All right, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Tell me what the hell your problem is. You think my skin is a moniker for your racist emblem? I'm beyond angry about your no knock, no knock, no knock, no knock warrant, especially when you unlawfully entered with a key. It's a sad fact that in our black history, we have to keep talking about black people being hunted and murdered while we witness a modern-day massacre similar to lynchings of us still to be remembered. Do you fucking see my skin? We abide by your laws and rules, yet because of my pigmentation, we still don't fit in? Tell me why you are so threatened by a man or woman whose skin has more melanin? I'm so fed up with the bullshit of your words. I feared for my life, right? Do you stand in the mirror morning, noon, and night, practicing how you will deliver those words of nonsense so you can clear your damn conscience? As you take another person of color life, judge, jury, and executioner behind your shield as you live your life. Maybe you're threatened by the stature of a true king and queen. It could be seen while you immediately put a black teenager in handcuffs because your bitch ass assumed he was the aggressor. Enough is enough. You coddle a white teenager. Clearly you're blinded because you sat him down out of your anger. You motherfuckers will either accept the fact that our melanin is here to stay or prepare to be extinct like the dinosaurs of yesterday. Your bullshit has been put on notice because your words and my words can be followed by action if there's no justice. And that's that piece.
God damn it.
Lord. So y'all just gonna come in here and just burn shit down. You know, natives are restless. Y'all on some Nat Turner shit. I see what's happening here. I see what's happening here. I'm gonna tell somebody. Let me stop. I'm kidding. Fire shit. Fire. Flowers.
Don't touch that mic, y'all.
Yeah.
On fire right now. Damn.
I love when Van Meadows gets mad because the poetry just blows you off the stage. That was amazing.
Yep. No, that was amazing.
Absolutely amazing.
Absolutely amazing. I see. We're just on one tonight. So I'm going to go, and then we'd like to do a speed round to end everything. If anybody would like to participate in the speed round, please let me know. I'm going to go through and ask everybody before I go. So, Lottie, would you like to do a speed round?
Yes.
All right, Lottie. Lottie for speed round. La Perla Negra.
I'm in.
All right. Lisa Lips.
I'm in.
All right. Rare Epiphany.
I'm in.
Zuina.
I'm in.
All right. Shao.
I'm in.
Subliminal.
I'm in.
Van.
I'm in.
Aziz.
Most deaf.
J-Rob.
Put me in, coach.
All right. Now, when you finish your poem, make sure that you say poem so the next poet knows to go. As for now, I'm going to do this piece. It's fresh, and it is not going to be what you think it is. It is going to be some drip. Okay? All right. So there's that. All right. Tell me if this is too loud. Hold on for a second. Can you hear that?
Mm-hmm. You can bring it up a little more.
How's that?
That's great. Perfect.
Yeah, that's good.
All right. I want to look you in the eye as the tip of my tongue tantalizingly teases your clit. I want to see your eyes alight and enliven, watch your mouth move in pleasure, watching your lips dance to each lick. I want to see your eyes roll back in your head, responding to the throes of ecstasy, me licking you, slowly sucking you, gently, your labia kiss the whiteness of my chin. I am committed, my face is fitted to the inside of your hips, affixed like a permanent fixture to sample and bring forth the elixir that is your natural nectar, a collector of the results of your desire. It inspired the flow of blood to regions never. This is pleasure, holy, secure purely. Let me satisfy you, sate your hunger, feed your passion, to fashion you to a screw. Allow me to plunder the secret and sacred parts of you. Surrender your sins and hidden thoughts that were once wishes, now open, free, explore, essentially, freeing the feeling so that you come exponentially. Poem.
That's why he's King Drew.
Oh,
okay. I was just
happy, sir.
Okay, now I'm back
amazing.
In the mood.
Amazing.
Amazing. I had to do it.
You did not have to do that, but you did it anyway.
Y'all said, while y'all was setting shit on fire, somebody had to come along and slap some cheeks. That's me. Cheek slapping. Let these cheeks, give a round of applause for these cheeks. Let me stop. Clap these cheeks. Let me stop.
You did that. That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
It was.
I had to pull out the water shoes real quick. Anyway, that being said, are we ready for the speed round? Are we ready to get it in? Are y'all ready?
Absolutely.
Lottie, are you ready?
Absolutely.
Now, make sure when you end your poem, make sure you said poem. We're going straight through. There's no flowers. It's poem after poem after poem. I'm going to run the honey instrumental in the background. All right. So I'm just gonna keep looping it so that it has sound, unless y'all just want it to just be poem after poem with no sound.
You can let the music roll. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right.
Give us
a
I got my own music, cuzzo. Do your thing, boy.
All right.
Okay.
Are we ready? Welcome to the Fly Speak Open Mic, Biffany Radio. Let's go. La T. Deshae.
This piece is entitled, I Am Not Your Nigga. I am not your nigga. You will not provoke me with your entitlement all while playing victim. Because Karen can meet Chirac, and when I throw these verbs, I don't miss them. Crying for entertainment, your craft carefully mastered. You aggressively start war, but be submissive after you create a disaster. I am not your nigga. You will not put your hands in my face, demanding anything of me as you stroke my anger. I got PTSD from the remnants of my ancestors, and you lack common sense, not sensing you are in danger. Look, I am not your nigga. You will not project your fear of my greatness and your self-hatred because your DNA is unseasoned and mine is deeply melanated. I am not your nigga. You cannot steal my joy like you stole your land. And if you think I'll be subdued by your systematic slavery, bitch, think again, because I am not your nigga. You will not bribe me with your government assistance to keep broken black families a hot commodity, stripping structure from our homes while you get on your news platforms and scream yes. Another nigga gone. I am not your nigga. You will not use your tactical pitfalls dropping blicks and bricks off to be found by our beautiful black boys whose fathers are present in your system and absent where it matters. I am not your nigga. You will not judge me for my culture and show up in box braids and cornrows. Be careful, my dear. You house hated admiration and it shows. I am not your nigga. You will not put me in your box of savagery passed down by the savages who hung strange fruit from southern trees. I am not your nigga. You will not wake up in the morning and scream rape because you love the black dick. You just hate the black face. I am not your nigga. You cannot entice me with your white picket fences that house secret conversations of keeping crabs in a basket, building tower high piss holes with living conditions that are fit for roaches and rats and wonder why I pop off like a pistol. I am not your nigga. You cannot sell me your higher education scam, stressing college recreate assets, but the degree cost more than a salary and Sally may call two times a day, maybe three. I am not your nigga. I will not stand and praise a flag painted in the blood of my people because the rocket's red glare and the bombs bursting in there gave proof through the night that your flag was still there, but my people were not as they graced the front lines of a war that my people did not start. I am not your nigga. America, you get the picture. Poem.
I am tired and out of cheeks to turn, weary of being burned for my penchant for forgiveness, but you press your luck. You shuck and jive for the camera far better than my ancestors ever could. My people would never put on that clever ruse so innocent, so boop, boop, be-doo, ooh, did I do that? Like family matters, that's chit-chit chatter when that family's black and not blue, when the hue is a deeper shade, and I'm afraid you are sadly mistaken if you think your faking will move me, Mia Moore, expecting me to pour understanding like oil from an alabaster box, but I am not your Mary Magdalene, and though you think different, you are not my God, and these odds won't always be in your favor. You ain't got no behavior, and soon neither will I. Poem.
La Perla Negra.
Heaven on earth, you give my skin a testimony every time we touch, because you breathe life into me and the sound of your voice brings my overflow. I love how you love to bathe in it. Our sexual energy exchange goes beyond an act of passion. It's an honor and reverence of the worship to love itself. You are my divine counterpart because you penetrated my spiritual
long before penetrating my flesh. And as you touch me there and there and there, and, right there, my energy is tempered, and I inhale the thought of we as yours lingers inside me. Every time you part my lips, the gates of heaven open up to my heart, and I just want to fuck every one of our fantasies out of us. Because I love the way you look at me when I... You are the only one who possesses the quality to make my sacred space home. To me again. Inscribe our next chapter of this celestial gathering of stardust and moonlight with your tongue. Because just as spring inevitably seasons over into summer, I fall in love with our love story endlessly. You stimulate the poet in me, so wrapping my mind around you feels so damn good. Your energy is like water glistening as if the stars were echoing their story in opening night sky. And it moves my pen's stroke, creating masterpiece after masterpiece, possible to be alive and get this close to heaven. And that's that piece.
Lisa Lips.
Fuck. Why'd you kiss me right there? You don't even know that's my spot. And fuck you for being so damn sexy, making me want you when I know damn well you ain't mine and ain't never gonna be. But every fucking time you come around, I go weak. And I keep hearing that Jill Scott song in the back of my head. Why does my body ignore what my mind said? I try to keep it out and figure it out, but fuck, who can think when you keep doing shit like that? So come here, baby. Let me taste you. Fuck. Poem.
Zuena.
A chant of Ruth. A kiss upon a buttock. Kiss upon a forehead that lingers long and dramatic like an African mother's toothsuck. Lashes flutter close, resting bashfully upon his cheek like a butterfly upon a rosebud. Lips raised to a pout like a bee sting's violently affectionate kiss. His eyes, full body brandy brown as deep as pools for a lover to drown in. Veins, tendrils, trace full form, captivating my attention like ivory roads in the direction of someplace good. Salt and pepper mane frame his face like my hands tingle to, yearning to paint tantric symbols too bold for a good mother to utter. A kiss just above the nose, portal opening, four eyes closed, two eyes wide open, becoming one world, kinetic in its momentum. A kiss upon a butter kiss hip breaks the weak dam to a guarded, impatient cerulean sea, primed and ready. Hershey kiss tits orbit her frame high and tight like Saturn wears her rings. Hands expensive, sandpaper callous, thick-skinned, protective, always strong enough to hold up the world, atlas, raising up a garden, sacred, raising up shared vibrations, light, raising up my skin to goose flesh, raising my pulse, boiling my blood. My resolve wilts in your hands like my skin seeps through your fingers. And I'm a woman undone, only held in place by the dominion of your embrace.
and we let go, unfolding into a wholeness, big bang, brilliant and abundant. Undress me from this skin, expansive, paint me in purple stars, magic, be belligerent in your physical expression. Show me the glory of what only closed eyes can see, a universal experience, divine in its magnificence. Teeth touch and backbite, simultaneous deep dive, impaled to the hilt. Reminder, there is paradise for pleasure that at times needs pain to fully be felt. Chocolate legs rest upon a shoulder, cocoa butter brawn, it's that kush blood strong. He be Manalau's peak, I be Tamil Masif deep, so we erupt in a symphonic orgasmic release. Then I am Akita, queen of Sheba, and we glow, drenched from head to toe in the golden reward of us becoming, and we becoming, you hear me? She's called impatient, balsam flower petals swollen to a pucker, overflowing with nectar, sticky and beguiling like hummingbird sirens. I awake in my own drowning pool, but there is no you, only liquid proof of what you were meant to do. The chant of Ruth upon bended knee growled over with callous and caution and affirmation, I chime. Someone is coming. Someone is coming. Someone is coming. Please let it be me next time. Poem.
Shit. wow. Shaw.
It's autumn. My transformation. And I come to you bearing the fruit that is between my thighs. It's an invitation for your nature to rise. In the golden time of day, I lay and I wait for your brown hand to explore there, right there. That's my erogenous zone. You see, it was a region unknown before your brown hand, boy. You found my joyful place. So I breathe, legs bent, back arched, eyes wide shut, as the rise that is the essence of you penetrates the fruit that is the ethos of me. How does it feel? It's warm as rain, it's soft and sticky as dew. Come, I want you to come. Get to know what's hidden inside. Go deep, deeper. You're there. That's the peak of excitement, the mountain high. Exhilarating expectation all around, just like the wind. Enveloping the skin you're in now. We transform together. We moan together. We come together again and again. Boy, it's ecstasy. When you're inside of me, you see, I'm hot as hell, but I feel like spring because my flower, my succulent pink flower has opened and my soul has wings. The sun is shining where the clouds have been and my pleasure of you does not end. You see, it's autumn again. Come to you bearing the fruit that is between my thighs. Poem.
Subliminal.
I'm simply in pure fucking agony. Agony, many nights anticipating. Anticipation kills my desires over and over again. My emotions simply refuse to be left alone with boundaries. Fantasizing him, leaning over and touching me. Making demands, feeding my cadence while he runs between my wants and needs. It's not safe for me. Oh God, please let her relax the savage, arch my back, caught in his web, the softness of his hands, sliding up and down my backside until she's mushy down there. Softly moaning, crying out, yes. I imagine lip to lip facing and kissing with little hesitation. Amazing. Amazing. Amazing skills find their way to my hands. repeating just the right hymn, colliding, and up that drip.
Aziz.
Can you make my mic drip? You are equipped with those succulent lips and those forward-figured hips. Ass sits like a statue of thoroughbred Eastern Continental goddess, and you got this way of making me want to write erotic and tasty bars like a Milky Way dressed in lingerie. The looks we trade explains that you digging what I say. My display is California swag with a Midwest tongue, gangster grunge hung, and it hits like a Selassie-eyed, Nazi rude boy that will lick your pearl tongue ting a time or two. Me not true till you come to me, pull out Miss Dun Dun and go on to run your poom poom plum with the kid until the snare drum. My virgin seed is in need of your perfect randomness. Caress and handle my mammal. Uplift this gift. My simple wish is that you grip me with your fist and make this mic drip. Just like that. Then you got me tripping when you do it like that. Acrobatic tongue lashes on my demographics has me breathing asthmatic. You're fantastic at classically mastering my apparatus like you practice verbal gymnastics, and I find it attractive that you swag with your gag when you're orally active. My stretch is asking, rather demanding that you back that fatness in my direction. Crash my erection with the wetness of your intersection. I'm collecting electric vibes from your amplified love sounds when I'm inside. Your midnight cry strokes the ego of my earlobes as if my stronghold is at the mercy of your lips. I miss with your grip, and we fit as if we were made up for each other by a locksmith. So enamor me with your gifts. Let your temple be filled with my miss at the climax of our trip. I just ask you this, and you make my mic drip. And poem.
J-Rob.
Staring at your lips, I'm wondering what's taking you so long to line yours with mine. I mean, what ancient sentient do I have to pay homage to get you to satisfy my salivating fixations of you? Hell, I ain't no rapper no more, but I'm head-sprung by your oval-shaped empire, so much so that even your kisses are illmatic. And I want you to kiss me like your favorite song is on repeat all night long as we hold each other tight like intertwined rope. I want to kiss you and have you kiss me as if tomorrow will never come, because tonight is going to be our last night together. Kiss me as if you're getting married in the morning to someone else and you need to know if you're doing the right thing. And this kiss will answer all of your questions and satisfy all of your doubts. I mean, come on. Kiss me like I'm finally free at last. And racism is over. And I'm able to make all your dreams come true the way I promised you the very first time that I saw you. And thank God Almighty, I am free at last. Baby, kiss me as if I finally had a heartbeat that needed resuscitation through your osculation. Kiss me like the happy ending stories that you've always read about and loved and needed reassurance that all of this shit will come true to you. I mean, sweetheart, come here, come here. Kiss me like we live in a place where passion was prohibited, but we just keep breaking prohibition laws in my private speakeasy until our mouths get tired, our jaws begin to hurt, but felt and tasted so damn good. Kiss me like you never want me to whisper the name of any other woman ever again. Like you are the only love language I can clearly articulate as we osculate and make it so that it's just as if your tongue is the reason that I'm able to speak in the first place. And the saliva that is dripping off the tip of your tongue is my own personal truth serum. So stop playing. Come here and kiss me. Poem.
Van Meadows.
I want to drink the water from her temple. Hold her nectar in my esophagus. It could all be so simple. as the flow of her essence caters to
my health.
Purity provides me wealth. Her right and left ventricle echoes to me.
Doing her laughing at, bro.
Cold and sharp like an icicle, waiting for me to warm up a pathway that will speed up the aging process of her past pain while nurturing me in her rainforest with her special rain. As she covers up all my flaws with her unconditional love and awe, all she wants and needs in return is to stroke her mind, chiseling away at my ego just to find that I enjoy swimming through pools of emotions, waiting for the eruption of a sapiosexual explosions just to be soaking in her milk bath of heaven. With every breath I breathe in, the raw energy of her roses that grow from the concrete in a pattern adjacent to this unwavering chemistry so discreet. Way off in her flower-potted distance is the passion buried in her joyous soul for just that one chance, for me to sprout all through her valley as we climb this mountaintop from the depths of Hurt Alley, where the deepest, ugliest levels of pain reside. Her light has been my guide, telling me that the past is the past. She is yearning and willing to be my future at last. And her temple has been prepared for me to praise, pray, and worship her deity. Not robbing from God, just knowing she's my manifestation of him in the present day flesh, my God. I'm going to sup and drink off his daughter. She has resurrected my desire for love's future. Poem.
Come to me. Let me drink in the sight of you. How your eyes dance with every smile, asking my gaze to waltz with you. Let me steal a kiss. The taste of your lips is bliss. Let me take my time slowly. Though my blood is in a rush, I ask you to hush and allow your cheeks to be painted with the blush of sudden heat and arousal. What are we if we are not our wants, our desires acted out in our mind's eye, and here you are, a vision, beautiful, slowly becoming in a state of undress as I passionately press my lips into the sensitive parts of you, sweetly, meekly, as if I don't deserve you, or more like I wanted to preserve you. Your portion given to me is a way, is a play in how you grasp yourself and place on display. Nipples asking to be tasted, fupa rippling beneath tongue, electric waves, EDM songs sung, vibes, vibration, the maturation of the ideas of sex, the complex of touch made so there is never too much. Time is a factor. It is the issue. As I titillate your soft tissue, make you breathe. Differentiations while your mind loses track and wonders. I want to take you under while I go under to sunder your celibacy, to get you to give all levels of your O's slow flow till you give and you can't take no more. Poem. Well, good people.
I had to get an oar. I need to roll my way through because the floors are flooded.
Okay, I mean, damn, where's the wipes and the towels and the Lord?
I'm going to send people back. I'm sorry, I'm just opening the mics. All right, I'm sorry. If I muted, subliminalize your music because I can hear you talking during the piece, so I muted too. That was me. But
I'm sorry. I thought I had my phone muted.
It's cool. So that was an amazing speed round. How'd y'all feel about that speed round? Wait, Lottie, have you ever done a speed round? Like, I wanted to ask you. You ever done a speed round, Lottie?
Only on Clubhouse.
Well, how's it feel to do it during the podcast live? How's it?
Amazing. It was amazing. So many beautiful pieces combined together and made a big artwork of beauty. Amazing.
I told you we was going to have a good time. Did you have a good time?
I had a great time. Oh, my God. It's been blazing since it started, and it ain't stopped yet.
Yes, that's what we was looking for. So let me ask, go to the other feature, because I know Ashley had dropped But we miss her. She did an amazing job. She's freaking incredible, amazing. Can we get a round of applause for Ashley so when she listens to it, she can know that we clap for her? Can we give a round of applause for her?
Yes, amazing.
That's incredible. Aziz, how does it feel?
Man, I think this show was dope, man. I had a real, real, real good time, and it was just an honor and humbling to share Ike with two gifted poets. So it was definitely an honor being able to get a feature spotlight with them, man. This was crazy. I loved it.
That's fantastic. Yes, now, for all the poets. You said what? Say that again? It's a mutual feeling?
I said mutual feeling. Mutual feeling.
Well, welcome. I'm glad that we were able to bring in such a great mixture of poets. Everybody was on some. People was getting slapped. Cheeks were getting clapped. It was great. It was great. It was fantastic. I mean, but I'm glad we all had a good time. So before we go to close, anybody have any closing remarks? Matter of fact, Zelina, are you still on here too?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh, what? Yo, this is a night of all nights. Got people like, man, you just people be in the bed already.
yeah.
People already.
I couldn't hang up. This is too awesome.
Oh, that's what's up. All right, it was good for me. Was it good for you?
It was good for me.
Yes,
it was absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Parts
thank
of the
you guys
made
partner.
Me want to grab a cigarette, though. That's
for sure. I need a cigarette. I don't even smoke.
Me neither.
Well, I have cigarettes anyway, but that's another show.
Y'all features came, all three of the features came in here and just set the place on fire and set the stage for the rest of us to just do what we did.
Yes, they did. Absolutely. So true.
I have a bun in the back of my head, and I've been fucking myself up with my bun because I've just been banging my head on the couch listening to this shit. I was like, yo, this is crazy. That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. I want to thank our features for coming through. I want to thank Ashley Connors. I want to thank Lottie Deshay for rocking this motherfucking shit. Y'all rock this shit. And for Aziz, the pulmonologist, Ivan Drago, I must break you. Fly shit only. Can we get a round of applause for them? For real. That's great. And I want to give a round of applause for y'all coming. For y'all came through and really rocked us. Like, yo, it was like a virtual roller coaster ride with all of the twists, the turns, the dips, the anticipation of the big drop. It was all there. Everything was here this evening. And if you listen to this on the replay, understand that this is an incredible night. Make sure that you listen, share it with your friends, tell everybody, yo, listen, history was made here, magic was made, 2/22/22 will never happen again, but this was a magic night. Can we get anybody in agreement with me?
Absolutely.
Yes.
That I have, universal. You know, I built up anticipation for this night, man, and it over-delivered, so... Man, this was a crazy night. I loved it.
Man, listen, it was definitely. Man, listen, it's a definite thing that was coming on. I got to thank everybody for coming out tonight. This is simply amazing. We'll catch the replays. We'll post it on the event page, and wherever you go to it, I'll do a follow-up post. This is something you should definitely share with your friends. Everybody was simply amazing. I've not seen so many people jumping off the turnbuckle as much as possible and throwing elbows and slapping people and setting shit on fire. This is nuts, but I love it. I love it all. Thank y'all for coming. This has been Epiphany Radio Universe. For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Get your Raw Links ASAP. Get everything all together. More amazing stuff to have. We've got something for you every week. Love Zone tomorrow with Ms. VIP and LaPearl and Nigga. And LaPearl and Nigga, what's the subject for tomorrow?
Oh, God. I believe it is
what do you take care of first? Your mental health, your physical health. I think it's your spiritual health. It's not my topic tomorrow night, so I'm trying to give you the best of it, what I can. But that's pretty much it right there.
I want to thank, man, this has been amazing. Come tomorrow, it's going to be amazing. I want to thank our features. I want to thank everybody that came out that made this. I want to thank Kane Spade, King Kai, Ashley Connors, all the people who came and rocked out. Eric Crow Draven, who killed it and left. Amazing. Just amazing. All right. So for everybody else, you know, thank y'all for coming. Be safe. Be clear. Take care of yourself. This is the one thing you should do. Most militant thing you could ever do in the world is take care of yourself and your family and make sure that they're fed, roof over their head, and that they're loved. All right? And that being said, this podcast will self-destruct in 10, 9, 8,
everybody.
7.
Love all y'all amazing people.
5.
Yes, thank
4,
you.
Nice.
Thank you, Shao.
Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Subliminal.
Awesome.
Thank you, Lips. Thank you, LaPerla Negra. V. Thank you, Zawina. Thank you, J-Rob. Thank you, everybody. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.